You're listening to a special edition of the Work in Progress podcast, recorded for our digital magazine, Inquire Within. I'm your host, Ramona Schindelheim, editor-in-chief of Working Nation. Work in Progress explores the rapidly changing workplace through conversations with innovators and decision makers, people with solutions to today's workforce challenges. November is Veterans and Military Families Month. 7 years ago, Walmart set a goal of hiring 250,000 new veteran associates by 2020. This summer, they passed that goal. Joining me now to discuss the Veterans Welcome Home commitment and other military family hiring initiatives at Walmart is Brent Parmeter, the company's Senior Director of Military and STEM Programs. Brent, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So I wanted to start out talking about where we're at right now. Walmart has set this goal, surpassed it this summer. Tell me a little bit about what the program is and how you managed to achieve your goal.
Yeah, so we started out in 2013. And if you remember back to that time, there was high veteran unemployment. We had just come at the tail end of really the big pushes in Iraq and Afghanistan and the whole post-9/11 era. And Walmart planted the flag and said, we're going to do something about this high unemployment, and it's going to be done in a way that supports our veterans and that community. And so they made a commitment in 2013 called the Veterans Welcome Home Commitment to hire 100,000 veterans. And then in 2015, they expanded that to 250,000 veterans by 2020. And we then in 2018 added a military spouse component to it along the same framework. It was an intent and a commitment to hire. And just in 2020, we hit that goal of 250,000 veterans. There was not a numerical goal with the military spouses, but we tracked the numbers. And in just under 2 years, we hired 40,000 military spouses since launching that program as well. I'm extremely proud of both programs. And then I'll just add what was really special about that is those individuals that joined the company over that time, about 40,000 of them, or just over 40,000, were promoted to positions of higher responsibility. And many others used that experience to really help shape what they wanted to do with the rest of their lives. And we couldn't be more proud of every one of them for taking that leap with us.
I wanted to ask, for that program, part of the commitment is hiring anyone who was honorably discharged if they apply. Is that correct?
So yes, so it was intended that anyone who, we would make a job offer to anyone that was honorably discharged and they went through the application process.
Why veterans? What made Walmart have this commitment for hiring veterans in such large numbers?
You know, there are some universal aspects of that we hear. And then there's things that tend to come out during specific times. And I'll talk a little bit to both. So in 2013, we were in this period where our country was a few years out of the recession, and there was this sense of trying to make our way back as a whole. And veterans, they bring to the table those soft skills that you hear as conventional wisdom. They have the leadership skills. They have the soft skills in working with teams to get things done. More recently, with COVID, what we're finding is, and with the racial inequity discussions that have come up and really to the forefront of our conversations over the summer, you have these people that are coming from these really diverse organizations that represent our country as a whole. They have these cross-cultural competencies that help them work with any number of people from any number of backgrounds and really coalesce around important goals and objectives and organize to get things done in that way. And then you have people who are just good at being agile and responding to short notice crises and helping to overcome them. And by infusing that type of mentality and that thought process into our existing teams, you improve the diversity of our perspectives around those problems. And you're going to come up with solutions that are much more representative of what needs to be done to get ourselves in a good place and to help us into the future, not just in support of the business objectives, but more importantly, in support of our customers.
For military spouses, making that commitment to hire them is a very big commitment, especially knowing that they may transfer, they may move from one base to another, so they're not there for the long haul.
Yeah, that is something so personal to me. My wife of 25 years moved, I think, 14 times with me. She had to start over each time that she did. It was a family choice that we made, and we wanted to stay together as a family wherever we were, to include several overseas moves. And what Walmart has done with the with both the military spouse career connection on the hiring and the military family promise is that if you are a Walmart associate and you are married to a service member and your service member transfers, then Walmart will ensure that you find a landing place within Walmart at that new location. And that is a big deal for people who don't want to start over every time they get somewhere. It's just hard to get traction that way. And my wife was a perfect example of it. So for me, that one's very personal and very proud to be part of an organization that does that and makes that commitment.
That's great. We've heard a lot from military spouses over the years that making that transition and finding that job has always been a difficult part of the move, let alone having to pack up every couple of years to move from one place to another. And your wife and you, your whole family, that's a lot of moves.
Yeah. Can I comment on that one just other data point that's really, we're proud of at Walmart. So our chief of operations for our chief operating officer for Walmart US, his name is Dakota Smith. He was a military spouse of a service member when he started in the company, you know, several decades ago. And it's just neat to see this is something where you can find a landing place in one of our frontline roles or wherever that is in the corporate roles, but the company's going to have a commitment to you to help you grow through your career and to have that family promise where regardless of where you find yourself, that's just something important to us. And then you add on this newfound awareness and ability of our company to embrace remote work, it's just going to make it all that more impactful to the countless numbers of military spouses that are out there that will be able to find a landing place in a great company like this that's doing things to serve our communities through COVID and through the challenges that we'll have in the future in ways that's productive for them and their career aspirations as well.
Yeah. And speaking of career aspirations, one of the benefits that was just expanded, actually, as you well know, at Walmart, Live Better You education benefits. So those spouses or those veterans can pursue other educational goals while they're at Walmart.
Absolutely. So in 2018, Walmart started the Live Better You program. So for $1 a day out of your paycheck, you can pursue any one of 100 degrees or credentials, and those degrees are both 2-year and 4-year degrees. Like I said, we've had 18,000 people partake in that program so far. The first of those are starting to graduate. One of the things we're looking at creating in the future, and it's not finalized yet, but we're exploring a fellowship type program where graduates of our Live Better You program can bridge into the corporate roles or field leadership roles in ways so that we truly can have that career pathway program through this upskilling activity that Live Better You provides us. And that'll help not just military spouses, but all our associates in any number of ways that will help them grow and find those futures they're looking for.
Education, training, making sure people have the right skills, obviously is one of the core values that you have there. And the company is a foundational member of a new vet tech employer consortium that's going to be helping provide training for high-tech skills for careers in technology for veterans. Tell me about that program. How did it come about and who can access it?
Well, I'll answer it by stepping back just a little bit and talking about things from a workforce development and a labor market perspective. And even before that, when Walmart entered into, over the last 5 years, we entered into this period where we really needed to integrate and blend the worlds of an in-store experience and an online experience for our customers. And through those efforts, and COVID really highlighted the need and importance of us to be able to provide this omni-channel or omni-experience for people that's just a seamless shopping experience between the online and the in-person domains. And what that has entailed is that we have any number of roles as part of this leap into digital and leaning into digital, where we have product developers and project managers and user experience individuals, data scientists, obviously the software developers and engineers, and the cybersecurity and information security individuals. And it created this huge demand going back to that workforce problem. And so we needed to figure out how we considered our demand, what was the supply opportunities that were out there, and how do we build an opportunity to connect the two. And this vet tech program that was established by the Veterans Administration or funded by the Veterans Administration and in partners with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Accenture, and others, we recognize the importance of it right away. And so what it does is it helps take military service members. It gives them certain skills like cloud architecture or any number of other areas. And with through those skills makes them exactly what we're looking for. And we can bring people in who have those foundational skills and then continue to develop them into the people that we're looking to grow over time. So we're super excited about that program itself. That's just one example within the employment pillar that we're very interested in. It aligns with our workforce demand, and it lets us tap into the veteran talent pipeline in a way that is that skill bridging activity. And it puts all that together in a really interesting and fun public-private partnership example and a model that we hope to see happen, not just in the technology areas, but other areas over time.
How would a veteran access that program?
Through the VA, if you, it's just a simple Google, through the Vet Tech program, VET, TEC, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce or the Veterans Administration, you can follow the path to that, follow the clicks to that, and check it out, and we hope to see you through the program.
How important is it for a company, whether it's Walmart or Accenture or any company, to be at the lead of creating this talent pipeline through workforce development programs like that to fill your own needs?
It's so, so important. It's such a great question. I think it's at the core of what a lot of companies are wrestling with now. You know, if you think about it from the individual's point of view, you obviously want to look at the progress between aptitude and an individual's ability to be able to engage in certain kinds of work. And most people can really, we're all digital natives, the younger people that are coming out nowadays, and they have the ability to engage with a lot of the work that's needed in the workplace and in the market. And those skills that you attain allow you to do those jobs. You can get the credentials in any number of ways, and we don't want that to be just through degrees anymore. There's any number of other ways that you can get credentials to show that you have the skills you need combined with your aptitude to do what's needed and those capabilities. But what it also comes down to is access to those types of programs. And what we want to try to do is engage and level that playing field of access to those programs so that those individuals can engage with those skill providing organizations and institutions and then land within Walmart. And sometimes we need to push those access points to the programs before the point of hiring. And sometimes we need to make them available after the point of hire. And that's what we've done through our Walmart Academies and Live Better You, or done in partnership before the point of hire with groups like Vet Tech and others that can help people with those skills, with those credentials, and give them the access to those things so that they can join our ranks and continue to grow from there.
You're working on a new program called Finding Your Future. Can you give us a preview of that?
I'd love to. It is something I'm very excited about. So when we take a look at that labor market framework again, and you think, how do people engage with the transitions in their life, whether that's leaving the service and entering into what's next, whether that's you've been out of the service and you're just at that 5-year point into the workforce and you want to figure out where you want to go in the future. It all comes down to some pretty consistent things that you need to think about and how you align your way of getting to whatever that future is. So we call it the Find a Future platform, and it's intended to do 3 things. One is we want to help people through a coach discussion where there's an audit of their current skills, education, and experience, whatever that is. Then we want to help them go through this curated discussion of future aspirations and objectives and goals of where they want to be at whatever time horizon they want to set. That could be 6 months away, that could be 5 years away. And then third, we want to help them understand a easy, simple, accessible pathway to get from that current state to that future state. And so we're calling that the Find a Future platform. And it will help us engage a number of different personas. It could be the person who's a year out from transitioning out of the military. It could be that military spouse. It could be a National Guardsman or woman or reservist who is already out in the workforce. And through this systematic approach, through these audits and curated conversations, we know we're going to have people be able to find landing places within Walmart. And it's not just about employment. While that's the primary goal, is to help people find meaningful pathways to employment, it's also about accessing the education in a interconnected conversation with employment. And then for others, we want to include an entrepreneurial component. For Walmart, it's very important that we help improve the access of people to starting their own companies so that they could one day perhaps become suppliers or service providers for our company, or they start their own franchises or companies in the communities where our customers are and our associates live and work. And that will just be a good thing for all. And so we're really excited about this Find a Future platform. We've really worked on it hard over the summer. We're in the final stages, and we hope to see it launch sometime in the early spring.
Do you think it's difficult now? I mean, this sounds like a great program that could help people make those choices before they get out of the military to kind of have a better idea of where they want to go and how they can get to where they want to go. Do you think there's something like that now? Do you think that's, are you filling a gap that's universal?
I don't know exactly. I know it feels like there are a number of activities that are along these lines. What we realized was we have invested through our foundation and through the business into a number of third-party partners that are out there. And what we realized was many of them are doing very well at performing the purpose of why they were established. And so I think there's the building blocks and the pieces that are all out there to this puzzle. We were hoping from Walmart's perspective to put something in place that could help people engage with us. And we have 1.2 million associates in the US, and we have 2.2 million all over the country, 5,000 sites and facilities across the country. So we're within 30 minutes of 90% of the US population. And so if we can help, you know, with that level of scale and access for people to find a future with us or activities that are affiliated with us, then hopefully that will also serve as an example for others to coalesce around and for groups to organize around as elements of the third party actors that will help people get to those locations and those destinations they want to for employment or education or an interconnected element of both or those entrepreneurship objectives in the future.
Tell me a little bit about your own military career. What were you doing in the military, and how did that prepare you for what you're doing today or guide you to what you're doing today?
So I was a career infantry officer and spent 23 years in the Army. I spent the first 10 years doing peacetime and operational type jobs in the U.S. and overseas. Spent the last 10 years deployed. I spent 39 months in Iraq over three different deployments and then a final year in Korea before transitioning out in the last years. And one of the things I learned, especially during those deployments to Iraq, is that the solutions to many of the problems we face can be found by connecting the dots to apparently or seemingly inner things that don't connect, but in reality, they do. And I think we were in charge of essential service delivery and helping the local governance get established and helping with different projects and investments and microfinance loans. And of course, there was the kinetic side of trying to help protect the population and defeating the insurgencies and the extremists as they presented themselves. But all of those problems were interrelated, and we had to really step back, put the dots all on the table, and then help connect those dots to one another. And I think that's what we're trying to do in this current environment, in this space, is lay all these problems that we have and challenges that are out there, recognize them as opportunities, and that instead of trying to solve one uniquely, is make sure we're taking all of them into account and tackling it very holistically. And that's what I think the experiences I had in the military helped me as I'm looking at problems now and helping to organize the teaming and the solutioning around them to find some really robust and holistic opportunities for us to just be better tomorrow than we are today.
And in your own personal experience, what was your first job out of the military, and what has your path been since then?
So I often tell people that are in similar positions where I was that are thinking about getting out, one of the things you have to kind of go through an assessment of yourself is what's your threshold for risk. And I decided, along with my wife, to move to, we went to Northern California. We got out of the service from Central Kentucky. And we went to Northern California, didn't have any family there, and landed in an early stage technology consultancy as a independent contractor. And it was a lot of risk. Had two kids in high school, a very expensive area, wasn't familiar with the sector necessarily, just figured it was something to help learn about business, rolling up our sleeves and figuring this whole post-military time out. And I appreciated being, you know, jumping into that deep end of the pool, if you will, in that metaphor, and just figuring things out and learning and as we went. And then engaging in the business aspect of things and the entrepreneurial aspect of things in the area, which helped us build out a perspective on how to create value for others in anything that you do, and all the puzzles that you had to put together on a business model to make things work. And that's proven to be very helpful in the work we're doing back in a large enterprise like Walmart, but learning how to do it in the speedboat level environment of Silicon Valley and the startup community was interesting, especially after coming from the military in that large complex organization, then now back to one at Walmart and solving problems with those unique perspectives.
Finally, if you had to give one piece of advice to a man or woman leaving the service and trying to find their path, what would that be?
I would say the most important thing is don't follow the safe route unless it's absolutely necessary for your situation, is to get out of your comfort zone and be prepared and embrace risk and jump into things, because you have so many skill sets and you won't know what you can truly accomplish unless you jump into something that you're not necessarily familiar with. And it's a whole wide world. You don't need to figure out the rest of your life. You just need to figure out the next 6 months or the next year, and opportunities will present themselves for you to solve some wonderful, important problems. And it's so rewarding to do so with so many other great people, both veterans and non-veterans alike. And it's been a great journey, and I sure have appreciated it.
Brent, thank you so much for joining me. This has been a great conversation, and I think it's some very important information for people out there looking for that job out of the service.
Thank you, Ramon. This has been a pleasure, and I really look forward and wish everyone the best of luck as they're trying to figure these things out in the future.
I'm Ramona Schindelheim, Editor-in-Chief of Working Nation. You've been listening to Work in Progress. Thanks for listening.